You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Time now for Food Friday. These days, we don't actually need to preserve meat or fish to make it through the winter. We can just go buy some at the grocery store. But our next guests say that the act of preserving can be as satisfying as the food itself. In a new cookbook, the people at the Northern Waters Smokehouse Restaurant on Lake Superior in Duluth, Minnesota, share the craft of smoking and preserving meat at home and lots of recipes to go with it. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Now, I don't smoke or cure meat at home. I know at least some of you do, and we don't give you a lot of opportunities to talk about it. Well, here it is. Call in and tell us about your projects, how you got into it, your favorites, or maybe some advice you need. Join in at 800-642-1234. Or if you're like me and you love eating smoked meats and fish that somebody else made, tell us about your favorites. Join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ned Netzel is the co-author of the new cookbook, Smoke on the Waterfront, the Northern Waters Smokehouse Cookbook. He writes for the blog and social media platforms of the Northern Waters Smokehouse Restaurant and has worked a bunch of jobs at the Duluth Restaurant for nearly a decade. Ned, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Also on the team, Nick Pelequin, co-author of Smoke on the Waterfront, kitchen manager at Northern Waters Smokehouse. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Ned, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about the smokehouse itself that inspired the book. How did it come to be? What do you focus on there?
The smokehouse has been here for about 25 years. In its current location, we've been here about 2 months now. We just moved to the basement of our longtime home, the DeWitt Sites Marketplace down in Canal Park. And we're first and foremost a smokehouse specializing in fish, both, you know, from around the world and also from our own big lake, Lake Superior, as well as meats from, you know, pork to bison. We do salumi, dry cured stuff. We do all sorts of sausages, kind of a little bit of everything. And we make sandwiches with a lot of those materials.
And Nick, smoking and curing, it might sound intimidating for home cooks. Now, they don't need, I assume you've got much fancier cooking than a starter at home would want to have. What are some of the basics that somebody would need to try smoking at home?
You know, to get going, all you really need is a big pile of salt and maybe some special curing salts for certain projects. But you know, meat, salt, and a Weber grill is really all you need to get going.
So I have a Weber grill. What would I need to do with that? Do I need to do anything special to make it a smoker, or is it just how I'm using it?
I mean, getting some thermometers for both ambient temperature and then a probe thermometer to check the interior of the meat. But, you know, I've modified my own Weber grill, just a little hole drill on the top to get an ambient temperature thermometer in there. But a lot of them come with them these days. So, you know, you can buy one ready to go right off the shelf.
Ned, I understand the founder of Northern Waters learned a lot of his skills while in the Coast Guard in Alaska. Can you share a little of his origin story and why he decided to make it his life?
I think that while he was stationed in Alaska, he just saw people around him having great success with, you know, smoking their daily catch and making it last for quite a while. You know, that subsistence lifestyle really appealed to him. He grew up in Iowa, and I think he kind of fell in love with fishing and the world around him when he went to the Boundary Waters in his youth. But, you know, that kind of got tucked by the wayside, and then he saw these people around him doing this kippering technique that we talk about. It's the way we smoke our fish here. And he thought, hey, I could do something with this. And he found a market for it here in Duluth, Minnesota.
All right, Nick, what is the kippering technique?
So it's almost a hybrid of kind of a cold and a hot smoke. So you're starting at a really low temperature, about 100 degrees, and you're just ratcheting that temperature up slowly over the course of, you know, 4 to 6 hours. And you know, depending on what you're doing, obviously, but so you're never kind of baking the meat, so to speak. It's kind of almost, you know, a little sous vide, like it's very gentle braise kind of a technique. So what you end up with is a a really great skin and smoke to the product, but the interior remains really moist and nice and soft texture.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Ned Netzel and Nick Pelequin, co-authors of Smoke on the Waterfront, the Northern Waters Smokehouse Cookbook. That's a smokehouse in Duluth. You can join in. 800-642-1234 is the number. Do you have questions about how to smoke things and make them better? Is this a pastime of yours? Tell us about it. How'd you get into it? What do you like to do? What are your favorites? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ned, I get the impression from the book that behind the scenes at the smokehouse, there's a lot of fun and inside jokes behind the names to your sandwiches and listening to Tom Waits while you smoke stuff. Take us behind the scenes what it's like to work at the smokehouse.
Well, that's a really great question. It's you know, we are a pretty standard kitchen. You know, we work hard and we try to keep our focus, but there's a little bit of you know, there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheekness to it. There's a little bit of, you know, letting ourselves not get too caught up in, like, the labor of it. And I think that enjoyment kind of extends into the food that you get. It's made with a lot of love. You know, where we can legally listen to music without having to, you know, pay any fees, we play our favorite songs, and there's lots of great philosophical discussion going on behind the scenes, and you know, we hope that comes through in the food that you get here. And yeah, the names for sandwiches are you know, sometimes a little bit less descriptive of what's in them and more so just like a fun title for it. You know, we've got the Silence of the Lambwich, which is sort of a Euro style sandwich, and yeah, I don't know, I mean, you know, it's one of the fastest paced jobs I've ever worked, but in the end, it's quite fun.
And Nick, let's talk about one of the sandwiches now. This you've shared this with us. We've got it online at WPR.org/Central Time, plus some of the components involved, the Hedonist sandwich. And wow, there's a lot going on this guy. Tell us a little bit about the Hedonist.
Yeah, so it's the sandwich that really features our country pate, which is, you know, a liver pate. It's got a little bit of bacon in there, bringing some smokiness to it. But the sandwich, you know, features some cornichons, little French pickles that are, you know, got a nice vinegar bite to them, and some onions, but a little mayo mustard. It's really, you know, it's my go-to sandwich for a hangover cure, I'll be honest. It's very rich and decadent. Very, it'll leave you feeling like you ate a cheeseburger. You know, it's that kind of a vibe. So yeah, it's definitely a decadent one.
And Ned, as I mentioned, we've got the recipes for the sandwich itself, but also for like the pate. Now, you're part of the deal there is you're a deli. You can buy these components. If I'm not going to smoke the pate at home, I bet I could get something like it there.
Yeah, you absolutely could. And that kind of holds true for a lot of the things in the cookbook here. Like, we want you to have the power to make your own country pate or to smoke your own bison pastrami. But, you know, we also think that the book gives you a kind of a deeper understanding of what's going on in those things if you just want to buy them right out of our deli, where they are readily available.
Now, we've mentioned that you'd like to do Wisconsin products, but not only Wisconsin, but one that comes up a couple times in the book, Nick, is whitefish. Can you talk what goes into making a great smoked whitefish?
You know, it's some patience. You know, something that really is special about the whitefish as well is we're scoring the skin, leaving that on while we're smoking. And so talking about how kippering kind of maintains that integrity of the meat, the flesh, is whitefish is a great example of that, because it does end up just so buttery and flaky through that process. And it's great that we get to get it right out of the lake that we sit on, you know.
How do you source your whitefish? Do you just have local people show up, or how do you obtain the whitefish for the smoked whitefish, Ned? So
there's a couple of fishermen that we work with. Lake Superior Fishery, I believe, is the name of Dick Martin's company. But then we'll source from Bodine's as well. They're based on the South Shore. And we're lucky to work with Red Cliff tribe as well for sourcing some of our lake trout too. But yeah, it's, you know, we try to stay as local as possible with all of our sourcing.
We're talking to Nick Poliquin and Ned Netzel, co-authors of the new book, Smoke on the Waterfront, the Northern Waters Smokehouse Cookbook. Lots of great advice for the first time smoking efforts to smoke meat or fish, or seasoned professionals. You could join in at 800-642-1234. We're talking about smoking and preserving meat and fish. Is this something you have tried at home that you've done yourself, or maybe visited someone who does? Tell us about it. Tell us about your equipment. Maybe join in with your own advice or your questions or your favorite products. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk about smoking and curing meat and fish with Ned Netzel and Nick Poliquin. They are co-authors of the new cookbook, Smoke on the Waterfront, the Northern Waters Smokehouse Cookbook. Said Smokehouse is in Duluth, Minnesota, right there by Lake Superior. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Now, I thought, sure, some of you smoke things at home. I know that. Maybe you've gotten shy all of a sudden. You've called in the past. Love to hear about your smoking of meat and fish here in Wisconsin or beyond. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Now, Ned, you organize the cookbook by seasons, which is fun. What is your focus for the winter season in the book?
The winter season is really largely about those large muscle meats. You know, your porchettas, your hams. We've got a bacon recipe in there. Looks like we have the bacon recipe, bison pastrami. It's really, you know, the big cuts and smoking them, braising them, all the things you can do with them, and a little bit about what to do with, you know, your leftovers, or say, you know, you want to use half of it to make a batch of, we've got a ham meatballs recipe. And that's kind of the thrust of the winter chapter.
And Nick, one of those winter recipes that caught our eye was pork roulettes. What is a roulette and how do we smoke it?
So, a rillette is actually, a little French in there for you. It requires no smoking. It's similar to a confit technique. So you think of like duck confit. It's a very long, slow cook in fat. So it's similar to a braise, but instead of that liquid or stock, you're using fat to kind of impregnate the meat, and it gives it super luscious texture. It's kind of like, you know, a running theme, like how do we preserve the most vitality and integrity of these products and elevate them to their best form, or what we think they can be the best form. And so you take that pork, long, slow cook in fat, and then you shred it, and it's just super luscious, rich, you know, something to spread on a piece of crusty bread.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. We've got Chris in Duluth. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Yes, this is Chris. I'm calling from Duluth. I just wanted to say, first of all, that I really appreciate the work of the Northern Waters guys, and I had a lot of positive experiences bringing my own personal fish to be smoked. They do an awesome custom smoke. I've brought in rainbow trout that they smoked up for me. And then after doing that many times, I thought, well, why don't I just try this myself? And I got to give credit to them for encouraging me and just giving me the motivation to make it happen, and I've really enjoyed picking up the trade, and it's actually not that hard, and it's a really fun experiment, and I find every time I get a little bit better, and do a lot of whitefish netting in the boundary waters, and I've had a good experience smoking my own whitefish and lake trout and rainbow trout. So guys, thank you for giving us all the motivation to go give it a shot ourselves.
Chris, thanks a lot for that call. Ned, this is something you all do there, help other people figure out how to do it themselves?
Yeah, I mean, the power is yours to make amazing food, and we just want to help people along as well as we can. You know, long before we had a cookbook, or before having a cookbook was even a possibility, you know, if people wanted to know the secrets to how we do things, Eric, our owner, has always been very forthcoming with that information, because, you know, why wouldn't you want to encourage people to make great food? And yeah.
Chris, thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. Now, Nick, we heard there Chris harvests his own whitefish, but for people doing this at home who maybe don't hunt or fish themselves, what recommendations do you have for them when they're looking for a source of fish or pork or what have you to find something that's going to work great in their home smoking operation?
You know, looking for a local butcher shop, that's going to be your best bet, kind of build a personal relationship with someone. That being said, I mean, there's some great mail services now that ship direct from fishermen either in Alaska or along the coasts. Those can be great sources, and, you know, they'll get it to you overnight with some freezer packs in there. Otherwise, you know, a lot of chain grocery stores, they're carrying some pretty quality meat in their butchery section. So, you know, any piece of salmon you get at the grocery store, you can smoke it. It's you know, it'll take to the same treatment. Most of it is going to be a pretty good quality fish if they're selling it commercially. So
we are talking to Ned Netzel and Nick Pelequin on Food Friday. They're a couple of the co-authors of the book Smoke on the Waterfront, the Northern Waters Smokehouse Cookbook. Northern Waters Smokehouse there in Duluth. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Ned, of course, the reason we started as humans smoking things was to preserve them. How could you talk a little bit about how smoked meat preserves? Do we put it in the fridge after we do it at home? How does that all work?
So with the fish, the way we're telling you how to smoke it here, the smoking, you know, it is preservative in a sense. We kind of do it more as a culinary flourish. It's more of a flavor than anything. So you're not going to want to leave the fish that you're smoking the way we're doing it out of the refrigerator. But you know, once it's in the refrigerator, you know, you got weeks that you can keep it, you know, rather than maybe a couple days or a week. And yeah, I mean, just the amount of salt and sugar and the smoke itself help to extend that shelf life of your piece of fish. There, I'm sure, are, you know, you could make some sort of jerky out of salmon. That's not really what we're into. But with other kinds of meats, you know, if you get most of the moisture out of it, it'll keep, and it could be even, you know, shelf stable in the case of like a beef jerky or something. But yeah, it extends the life. It gives it a great flavor. Yeah.
And Nick, a lot of the recipes here, you know, the smoked meat or fish is the star of the recipe. It is not the only player in the recipe. How do you go about figuring out, you know, what is going to pair well with this smoked product?
You know, it's kind of any classic pairing with anything that you would think of when it comes to a charcuterie. So, you know, pickles are going to, you know, cut through that fat and that richness and that smokiness. You know, same thing with like a jam or something, bringing some of that sweetness, a little acidity. You want to play to, you know, kind of opposites almost. You want to round out your flavor wheel, so to speak. So you want to find those complementary flavors that are also going to contrast.
And Ned, what, this is probably a terrible question to ask you because you've been at this a long time. Is there a recipe or a couple recipes that have really stood out to you that this is like, yeah, this is one that I want to share with people, I enjoy myself, kind of a rock star that you use to as an ambassador for smoked meats?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think that smoked duck breast is one of the best flavors I can think of. And we've got a section in our book that we call the duck sequence, which kind of takes one whole duck or multiple ideally, and breaks it down into its constituent, you know, components, and then tries to do as much as you possibly can with it, including like confying the legs, smoking the breasts, making a stock out of the carcass. And I mean, that might be it. Like a smoked duck breast is pretty unreal. It's like an elevated form of the same kind of flavors you're going to get from like a bacon. But really our smoked fish recipe is, it's pretty phenomenal. You know, we have people, layer on the, you know, this is the best smoked salmon I've ever had. And we hope that that's true. And we hope that we do a really good job, but you know, I would say either our smoked salmon recipe in this cookbook or that duck sequence are really great indicators of what you can do with smoke and temperature and all those kinds of things.
And Nick, just in our last couple moments, is there something you're working on to expand the horizons of smoked meat and fish in a new recipe?
Something we're working to expand the horizons. Oh, man.
Like a new experiment or something like that.
Let's see. You know, it's funny. We actually just made some homemade hot dogs today down at the smokehouse. But we're always playing around. You know, there's tons of stuff we like to do. We'd love to bring back some whole muscle meat dry cures. As far as smoking goes, though, man.
Sticking with the basics.
Oh, you know. We just got a leg sturgeon, so we're playing around with that. Come check it out when we have that in stock.
Usually on the weekend.
Thanks to our guests. We've been talking to Ned Netzel and Nick Pelequin. They are co-authors of Smoke on the Waterfront, the Northern Waters Smokehouse Cookbook. They joined us on Food Friday. You could find a recipe they shared for the Hedonist Sandwich and a couple of the components of that. We've got them online at wpr.org/foodfriday.